Welcome to Deed and B College. Today we're rebuilding a pirate radio transition in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Make it feel like a real underground broadcast is falling apart and then snapping back into the drop with proper pressure. Think of this as more than an effects trick. This is arrangement. This is tension. This is the moment that tells the listener the room is about to change temperature. In drum and bass, those transition moments matter because they manage energy without stealing from the kick, snare, and sub. If you get this right, the drop feels bigger because the transition gave it somewhere to land. The best place to use this is usually the last four bars before a drop, or the last two bars before a fake out or a reload. You can also use it in an intro, outro, or breakdown, but phrase structure matters. DNB is very bar aware, so if your pirate radio moment lands cleanly on a 4-bar, 8-bar, or 16-bar boundary, it feels intentional, musical, and mixable. If it lands randomly, it just feels like noise. Let's start with the voice. Grab a short spoken phrase, a tag, or even one strong word that has attitude. Keep it short. The more direct it is, the better it works. Then shape it with a simple Ableton chain. Utility first for gain control, then EQ8, then auto filter, then a touch of saturator, and finally reverb if you need space. The EQ is doing the first round of cleanup. High pass the voice somewhere around 120 to 200 HC so it stays out of the low end zone. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 300 to 600 HC. If it needs more bite, work the 2 to 4K HC area until the attitude comes through. After that, use auto filter to give it that restricted broadcast feel. A band pass or low pass shape works really well here. Automate the cutoff over a few bars so the signal feels like it's opening and closing, not just sitting there. Then add a little saturation. Not too much. You want grit, not destruction. A few dB of drive can make the sample feel cheaper, rougher, and more like a pirate transmission. If it's peaky, soft clip can help keep it controlled. Finish with reverb if you want a little air, but keep the tail tight. Too much reverb will wash out the downbeat and weaken the drop. What to listen for here is whether the voice still sounds like a voice. It should feel degraded, but not disappear into texture. If you can still catch the attitude or the phrase, you're in the right zone. If it gets too clean, narrow the bandwidth more. If it gets too buried, bring back a little presence around the upper mids and pull the reverb back. Now build the static bed underneath it. This can be white noise, vinyl crackle, FM hiss, or recorded noise texture. Keep it simple. Use EQ8 to high pass it, usually somewhere around 150 to 300 HC, so it never competes with the sub. If the top end is harsh, tame the 6 to 10 kHz range. If it feels too thin, a small lift in the 1 to 3 kHz area can give it that gritty radio bite. Then shape the static with auto filter too. Band pass is especially good for that transmission effect. Add a little resonance if you want the noise to tighten up before the drop. And if the noise is jumping around too much, lightly compress it so it stays stable under the vocal and drums. Why this works in DNB is because the drum programming is fast and dense, so the transition needs a consistent texture that can survive the snare, the hats, and the movement in the arrangement without turning into mush. A really important note here, keep the static mostly mono or only lightly wide. If you make it too stereo, it can blur the center image and weaken the return of the drop. In this style, a focused center actually helps the bass and drums hit harder when they come back in. Now we add the motion that makes it feel like a real signal is failing. This is where the pirate radio character really locks in. Automate the filter, the gain, and the reverb so the signal feels unstable. You might start with the voice present and readable, then narrow the bandwidth, then increase hiss, then introduce a brief dropout or gain dip, and finally snap back into the drop. A really effective pattern is this. The first couple of bars feel mostly intact, the next bar starts choking down, and the final half bar feels like the signal is collapsing. That final moment is crucial. It should read as failure, choke, or cutoff. That's what makes the return into the drop hit. What to listen for here is whether the transition feels like part of the track or just a cool effect pasted on top. If it's working, you should feel tension rising without losing the bar structure. The drums should still feel like they are driving the section, even while the radio signal degrades. Now put the drums back in while you audition the transition. This matters a lot. Pirate radio energy only works if the transition doesn't steal the groove. Check how the FX interacts with the snare, the kick, and the top loop. If the snare is gang masked, reduce the reverb or thin out the static with EQ. If the kick loses impact, cut more low end from the transition bus, usually below 120 to 180 HC. Don't fix the defect first. Fix the groove first. A really efficient workflow here is to group the voice, the static, and the motion processing into one transition bus. That way, you can automate the whole moment as a single unit while still having individual control if one element needs adjusting. Once the timing is right, that bus becomes your main performance lane. For the final bar, add a stutter, a hiccup, or a tape stop style moment. You can do this by duplicating a syllable or a static hit and slicing it into short repeats, or by using beat repeat very lightly. Keep it focused on the last half bar. The goal is not to show off. The goal is to make it feel like the transmitter is glitching right before the drop. If you want a more aggressive version, shorten the last move and make the signal collapse harder. If you want a cleaner DJ-friendly version, keep a little top-end static tail, but make sure the low end clears out completely. That contrast is what gives the drop its power. And that's the big idea here. The transition does not need to be bigger than the drop. It needs to create contrast so the drop feels bigger. In DNB, that contrast is often the difference between a cool FX moment and a real section change. The bass should come back with authority. The snare should read clearly. The sub should feel like it owns the room again. One more pro move. Once the timing and motion feel right, print the transition to audio. That way you can edit the phrase more precisely, trim the tails, and make a few tiny timing adjustments without endlessly tweaking devices. In pirate radio design, exact timing often matters more than endless sound design. Also, don't reuse the exact same transition every time. Make a second version for the next drop or the outro. Maybe the first one is cleaner and more mix-friendly, and the second one is darker, more damaged, or more impatient. Even a small change in filter movement or stutter timing keeps the track alive. A few common mistakes to avoid: too many layers, too much low end in the noise, overly wide radio texture, and too much reverb hanging over the first downbeat. Those are the things that make the transition smear instead of snap. And if the voice gets distorted so hard that it stops sounding like a voice, back off and let the midrange carry the identity. That's where the pirate radio character lives. If you want this to hit even harder in darker or heavier DNB, keep the instability in the mids, not the sub. Narrow the bandwidth as the drop approaches. Make the final half bar choke down. Let silence or near silence do some of the work. In this music, negative space can be more powerful than more FX. So to recap, build a short voice layer, a controlled static bed, and one motion element. High-pass everything below the low-end zone. Automate filtering and gain so the signal feels unstable. Lock the whole thing to phrase structure. Make the last half bar clearly fail, choke, or drop out. Then let the drop return clean, wide, and hard. Now take the mini exercise and build one usable 4-bar pirate radio transition in context with drums and bass. Keep it tight, keep it readable, and keep the sub clear. Then, if you want the real challenge, make 2 versions, one clean and DJ-friendly, and one darker and more damaged. That's how you start turning a cool effect into a proper arrangement tool. Go build it. When it lands, you'll hear the drop hit harder because you gave it something real to come back from.